Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Hey, welcome to Biz Talk Radio. The show is called Smart Living, Smart Retirement. I'm Larry Ahrens, along with co-host Chip Stites. He's over there.
I'm right over here. Turned on here.
Big guy.
Okay.
All right. Am I retired yet, Chip? I'm trying to think.
Well, you're kind of freelancing, Larry.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. You are.
Yeah. I am a recovering broadcaster.
And actually, you're quite good at recovering.
Yeah.
Your voice is still pitch perfect, my friend.
I got out of full-time early morning radio back in 2009 was the last morning show I did in September of that year, as a matter of fact.
Which means you're in your seventh year of recovery.
I am. And I'm not unlike many people. I had a hard time figuring out what to do next. You know, at the time, I really didn't know I was going into retirement, as the case may be. I had a couple of other jobs, but I wasn't happy with them.
I remember.
Yeah. It just didn't work for me. So I moved on and have found my niche here working in this little studio that I created, and it's a lot of fun. Now, my friend Chip here is a certified financial planner, but don't let that scare you. He's harmless to little children and animals.
I have not bitten anybody in a couple of weeks.
So I don't want you to fear that as we talk about retirement issues here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. We're not going to be here pitching mutual funds to you. Chip does not live on a yacht or in a mountain castle. Do you?
I guess in many ways I'm exactly like everybody else is. I have saved some money for retirement, but definitely not enough based on what I want to do in my retirement life.
And we'll be talking about that a little bit. But the whole point of the show, if you're just joining us for the first time, is to deal with retirement in a more proactive way. So maybe you haven't saved $3 million. Maybe you haven't saved $1 million. Maybe you haven't even saved
$500,000.
Yeah. But you know what? You're not alone, number one. And number two, you can still have a great life and a great retirement. And that's what this show is about, to teach you ways that you can have a fulfilling, rewarding life that you richly deserve, even if you're not rich.
Absolutely.
And even the certified financial planner guy right here can attest to that. You can live comfortably. You can live well. You can design your life, and you can do it by creating some freelance opportunities in your life and create a little income on the side, whether you want enough money to have martinis at five or if you want to have a few $1,000 a month. We've got that for you here on this show, and we're going to be talking about various resources, various angles that you can exploit and use to your benefit. So you're not working anymore. Great.
No.
Good for you.
It's you're not working full time. You're working at any pace you wish to work at, doing the type of thing maybe that you've always dreamed of doing.
So a couple of things that we want to cover in the first half of this show. We're going to talk about age discrimination a little bit. And if you're north of 50 years old, you've probably experienced it. And we'll talk about the real ugly truth about age discrimination and in a great article out of Forbes on that. And then you have some amazing places that you can live in Europe for very little money, and we'll talk about. You want to do that first?
Sure,
yeah, let's do that. Yeah, where are we going first?
Well, first I thought we would go to Riposto, Sicily, Italy.
Lovely.
It's if you get international living, as I do, and I think you ought to go online and take a look at what this magazine offers. If you're not interested in moving overseas, you may be interested in doing some traveling.
Yeah.
And one of the easiest ways to travel in Europe or South America or anywhere else is to rent a place for a month and travel from there. And it is not as expensive as living in a hotel. And this month's May's International Living has a section called Living the Dream. And one couple from California is now living in Riposto, Sicily, Italy, because they wanted to learn about wines, to teach about wines, to get involved in the wine industry there.
Mm-hmm.
And they now rent a beautiful three-bedroom villa surrounded by citrus trees and palm trees, 700 feet from the beach, for less than $1,000 a month.
Wow. I can't stay home for $1,000 a month.
Think of where you could travel from. That's roughly Taormina, Sicily. Riposto is close to Mount Etna and Taormina. And they're an hour by boat or less from Italy itself. And think of all the traveling you could do with a base of less than $1,000 a month. And if that isn't enough, if $1,000 a month is too much, let's go to the Valley of Kings in France.
Okay.
Let's go to the Loire Valley.
Wow.
And let's rent a three-bedroom apartment for $450 a month.
Get out of here.
Nope.
Seriously.
It's in this May 2016 issue of International Living, where they talk about different places to live and how much you can save in expenses while you travel if you do it right.
Isn't the Loire Valley in France, don't they have a few wine grapes around there?
Yes, one or two. it is considered one of the biggest wine-producing areas in the world.
Oh, my gosh, I could get lost in that.
Oh. Hold me back. I'm there.
How much again for a three-bedroom place in this?
$450. Now,
is it a small French town?
It's a small French town.
Wow.
Understand that an apartment here and an apartment there are two different things.
Yep.
Because here, when you talk about an apartment, you're often looking at 900, 1,000, 1,200 square feet. Well, a three-bedroom apartment in Europe could be 900 square feet.
Yeah.
So you're not looking at the same area, but you're not spending the same amount of money either.
I'm just thinking about the food and the wine that you can have while you're there.
No, it's
unbelievable.
One of the things that International Living is great about is looking at various budgets. For instance, it's estimated that you could live in France for less than about $3,200 to $3,500 a month. It's estimated that you can live in Portugal for between $2,800 and $3,200 a month.
Hmm.
It's estimated that you could live in Ecuador for between $1,500 and $2,200 a month. So it is possible to travel on a monthly basis, and once you are there, save money while doing it.
Nice. And one of the things that we talk about on the show is, no matter where you are in the world, whether you're staying in the U.S. or moving abroad, you can freelance using a great invention called, wait for it, the internet.
And there you go.
It can serve you and create income for you.
It can. And one of the things that we need to realize is that our experience gives us value. What we know, and sometimes we don't even realize what we know. What we know because of what we have learned over the last 40, 50 years of life experience has value in the freelance world that we may not even realize it has.
Yeah. So the internet and the freelance world are places where your experience and your knowledge and your expertise are welcome.
They are. And in a few minutes, Larry, you're going to talk about age discrimination.
Yes.
And the odd part is, on the internet, your age has more value than it does in person going to a job interview.
Indeed, it does. Indeed, it does. We are going to talk about age discrimination as well. By the way, that's incredible. There's a picture of the vineyards here. Look at that. Is that the Loire Valley right
that's
there?
That's the Loire Valley.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a castle or a hill town in the background, which is typical of Europe.
Yeah.
Typical of Italy, typical of Spain, typical of Portugal. And there's just so much there. It's a different lifestyle. They're not up at 7 o'clock in the morning running to the coffee store to get to the first meeting. They may wander somewhere at 10 o'clock, sit down and have a coffee and bread and some pastry or fruit, and then go to work.
This is exactly, and this is where lunch and or dinner takes 2 to 3 hours.
It's a family meeting. It's a discussion of the happenings of the day or the week. Because you got to remember, in Europe, there is no breaking news. They don't do things that way.
Kind of a refreshing thing, because everything is breaking news these days. Have you noticed that? Have you? I mean, everything is. Yeah. All right, we're here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Fund your life. Find your freedom. Talk a little bit about age discrimination and the ugly truth behind it when we continue here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement.
Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Find your freedom and find your life in retirement. And we're here with Chip Stites and Larry Ahrens. And Larry, we're going to be talking about discrimination just a bit here, aren't we?
Yeah, and it's not the kind of discrimination that you normally think of, but I would be willing to wager that anybody listening to us who is north of 50 or 55 years of age has probably subtly figured out that there is quite a bit of age discrimination going on in the workplace. And yes, it's illegal, but no, there's not much you can do about it.
There is. There's, if you know anybody who over 50, 55, 60 has been out looking for a job, they will give you one experience after another where they didn't get it.
Yep. And there's a lot of reasons for that, and we're going to get into it. There's an article from Forbes magazine. I love Forbes. Liz Ryan is somebody that writes a lot about work and work life. And her article is entitled "The Ugly Truth About Age Discrimination." And she was on a radio show, and Liz recounts one of the callers to the show. She says, quote, "So then the headhunter said something that took my breath away," said my caller, Philip. "He told me that his client looked at my resume and it looked great, but then he found my LinkedIn profile and decided I'm a little long in the tooth for the job."
Hmm.
"I was silent, took my breath away too. Long in the tooth," I asked, "as in old?" "Exactly," said Philip. "The headhunter actually told me that the client said I was too old for the job. I asked him if that was legal." I'm pretty sure it is. "And he said that the client's view is if they don't interview me, then I'm not a candidate for the job, and therefore it is not discrimination."
Wow.
Think about that for a moment.
That's pretty amazing.
So as everybody knows, if you're going to look for a job, you're going to be filling out an online application. That's just the way it goes these days, unless and only unless you know somebody. Mm-hmm. Then you can go in and skip that online thing and go talk to somebody directly. So it's really a catch-22 that older workers are involved in. Age discrimination does exist, yes. Liz talks about it in the article. She says, "I hear more examples of age discrimination than I hear about sex discrimination, racial discrimination, and every other kind of discrimination put together." She says, "I expect that's because some employers believe that older workers aren't as nimble or perhaps aren't as easy to train. Some of them undoubtedly worry that an older person is necessarily overqualified, and thus it's likely to bolt the minute a better job comes along." That's ridiculous, of course. Younger people are just as likely to bail for a better opportunity as older ones are.
Yep.
"Many mature employees are more interested in the challenge and the environment than they are in their rocket to the stars career path."
And that's exactly the case, often.
"But age discrimination persists." Here's the key part of the article. And if you've applied for a job lately, you'll totally identify with this. Liz says the overly mechanized recruiting process only makes agent discrimination worse, because when you fill out a job application online, the length of your career is immediately evident. I don't blame older job seekers for dropping the first 10 years of their career histories to prevent from being knocked out in the running before they even get an interview.
And that's absolutely true. I had a very qualified friend look for a job who we know the people that own the business, and she never even got a call back. And she's a little bit younger than we are, and certainly has 40 years of experience in the technical field, and mm-hmm. wouldn't even talk to her.
Yeah. Well, they feel, I think employers, the mindset is they're going to have to pay that person a much larger salary than they would somebody who is 23 years old, just out of college, and somebody they can train. They would rather have that person.
And I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, there is a place where your experience and your knowledge has a great deal more value than your age.
And what place is that?
That would be freelancing on the internet.
Oh, you bet. And that's what we talk about here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Freelancing is the way to go. They don't care about your career history. In fact, that's a bonus for a lot of people.
It really is. And since the income and the salaries online are very competitive and in line with experience, you can't have a 23-year-old with no experience undercutting the 60-year-old that's got 40 years of experience in the same field.
It just doesn't work. Now, if you're wondering if it's illegal to age discriminate, yeah, it is. But, you know, it's interesting. The employment laws in this article are kind of interesting. For example, employers have found that it is legal. You can refuse to hire somebody because they root for a certain football team.
No.
It's legal to do that. You can refuse to hire somebody because of their astrological sign.
Do you mean that I can fire all the people who work for me, and that would be none? I could fire all the people who work for me because they were Dallas Cowboys fans?
No, but you don't have to give them a job.
Well, there you have it.
It's legal to refuse to hire someone because they are a Republican or a Democrat or a vegan or a carnivore or whatever.
Jeez.
You can do all that without breaking any laws. So the lesson is older workers are not the only ones being discriminated against. But it's not to say that in the workplace and the overly mechanized job application process online right now, this is where older workers have a really, really hard time. And believe me, I empathize.
So do I.
I really do. But here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement, we've got a few ideas that can help you with that process, and you can do an end around. I like to say, and you see my hair here, Chip.
It's a little white, Larry.
Yeah, it's turning white. I say, don't let the gray hair fool you.
And that's
I love that
description. It is.
Don't let the gray hair fool you. I can handle a lot of tech stuff, and I can handle a lot of different things. And just because I got gray hair doesn't mean I don't know nothing.
Well, having worked with you off and on for the last 20-plus years, you know an awful lot, and I'm grateful for everything you've taught me.
Well, great. Look, this is a show dedicated to helping you find your freedom and fund your life, and we call it Smart Living, Smart Retirement. That's what we're here for. We're still a work in process here on BizTalk Radio. We're working on our website, and we're working on a lot of different access points. We have partnered also with the good folks at, what's it called,
Barefoot Consultants.
Yeah.
Winton Churchill.
And Winton has an amazing program. You heard maybe our show last week with Eddie Collins, who is part of that program, and we're going to continue to bring you some of those experts on the show as well. Hey, listen, we're going to take a time out. We'll continue here on Smart Living in just a moment. More ideas, more ways to fund your life and find your freedom when we continue. He's Chip Stites. I'm Larry Ahrens here on Biz Talk Radio.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Not the retirement show you might expect.
A different retirement show.
We're not sitting here telling you, hey, you got to get in this stock before you can make a fortune and then retire. And
it's a show for people who aren't sure exactly what they want to do in retirement.
Right. And if you've saved a lot of money, good for you. If you haven't saved a lot of money, it's not the end of the world.
Nope.
You're going to have a great retirement, and we're presenting ideas. And the show going forward is going to have a lot of ideas for you with our partnership with the folks at Barefoot Consultants and many other people that we're going to be partnering with going forward to give you some ideas and things that you can do to add income to your life and your retirement without taking up all your time.
And without having a whole boatload of money.
Yeah. So we've been talking about the retirement vision for just a moment, and to kind of put a bow on this package here a little bit, Chip, if you think about it, retirement is the last third of your life. I remember saying on my 60th birthday, hey, it's time for the second half of my life.
There you go.
And I felt that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 66 in about a month. So it's looming out there, but you know what? I look at it, I'm still, hey, what's going to happen in the second half of my life? Retirement's basically a third, the back end third of your life, right?
And I think, and I'm 68, and I think that it could be the most creative, most exciting 30 years of my life ever. And, yeah. And that's kind of how I look at it.
Look at it as just another phase in your life. Forget about your age and the years. Think about what you can experience, what you can create, what you can do with your time, the help you can give other people, the help you can give yourself. And I know, as we talked about, Chip, you're so excited about what's coming up in your life that you can't wait to get started.
No, it's I've got a year.
This show, when I saw it a few years ago, I saw Billy Crystal perform. It was a book, and he did it on stage as well. It's called 700 Sundays. Anybody in the audience see that or read the book?
I haven't. It sounds interesting.
So the essence of the title is that Billy Crystal, growing up, his father died early in his life. And he looked back, and he really only had in his childhood and into his early adulthood 700 Sundays with his father.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he talks in a way about what they did with that time. So if you put that into your retirement vision, maybe you have 700 Sundays, maybe you have more, but what are you going to do with those?
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that you only had 10 or 20 summers left, what are those summers going to be about? What are you going to experience? I'm not trying to be fatalistic here, but I'm trying to be realistic.
And I think we all have to be realistic. Health is one of the most important parts of our retirement. And so I just lost my dad. And
yeah.
He was 93 years old and had done many, many things from the time he was 60 on. As a matter of fact, probably more things than prior to that.
Yeah.
And I realized that nothing is given us as far as time goes. And so what we do with that becomes extremely important.
Right. So think about if you had 10 summers left, and that's a lot of summers. Man, I can think of all kinds of things I want to do in those 10 summers.
Me as well.
And it excites me to think about that. So what we're suggesting here is you put that in your vision plan. Give yourself kind of a time frame. Hey, what if I only do have 10 more Christmases left? What is that going to be about?
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And think about it in a positive way, not a fatalistic,
The best you can with what you have every
right.
day.
Message here is really simple. It's better knowing what you want to do in retirement than not knowing. The clearer your vision, the more likely you are to live retirement as the best years of your life, be prepared, plan ahead, and make your retirement a little more predictable. If you think about it, retirement is a life within a life.
A life.
Is
exactly.
It not?
It is.
So what's it going to take? This is part of the vision. What's it going to take to make retirement the best years of your life? I would suspect it has something to do with waking up every morning and being excited about your day and worrying about the time flying by because you're having so much fun doing what you love to do.
And that, I think, is the most important part of it. You might try this exercise. If you're sitting there scratching your head like I was 4 years ago, saying, okay, I know I'm going to retire, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to do. And I wrote down a list of things that I was attracted to, that I loved, that I enjoyed, but that I didn't do because I knew I didn't want to stay in the financial services industry. That for me was easy. I love what I've done, and I love how I've helped people, but I just wanted to do something else. And one of the things was writing, and I wrote that down. Another thing was photography, and I'm a neophyte. I'm just starting out trying to figure out which way you point the camera. Another thing was travel. I grew up in Italy. Another thing was to get to know a culture and a language other than my own.
Yeah.
And so if you write down 10 things that you're attracted to, but that you may not have done, in there may be a kernel of your future.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Many people say, and it's just as you've been doing, Chip, the best way to plan for retirement is to live as though you are already retired. I think you're already there. Am I right? In your mind, anyway.
I think I have 1 foot back 30 years ago, and the other foot is in tomorrow, and they're both kind of pulling me.
Does some of this stem from the fact that you have, in your financial services career, you've kind of accomplished what you wanted to accomplish? Have you achieved your goals?
That is some of it, yes. Another part of it is I have wonderful, wonderful clients and friends that I feel an obligation in many ways to take care of. And so that tugs at me in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been asked many, many times, okay, how many more months are you working? And
you've made it pretty public that you're doing this, right?
Yeah, I have not been secretive at all. And because I think it's an important part of everybody's life. And one of the things I have tried to do with my own clients is to say, think about this. Think about what you are going to do when you get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
Because that's more important than how you're going to handle your $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 or $800,000. It's much more important.
Yeah, I would say you're right. How are you doing this? Are you handing off your business to a colleague, or what are you doing?
I've actually sold the business to another company, and we're in a period of time of putting the two companies together so that my clients know what to do and who to talk to and where to go so that
this is great.
They're taken care of after I leave.
You're not jumping out of the airplane and leaving your clients high and dry. You're transitioning them pretty good.
That's the hope. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. That's a great idea. And as we've been doing this show, I know as we meet off the microphone, you're dashing off to meetings with clients all the time.
Regularly. We had one today and three yesterday. So it's been keeping me busy.
I bet it has. So message here is best time to retire is when you're ready. And believe it or not, readiness has less to do with money and more to do with lifestyle. The key to all of this, and we're going to talk about this on the show a lot, the key is to have something to retire to. We all retire from something and reference it that way. We'd rather, on this show, have you retire
to something.
Right.
Exactly.
So go to what you want to do and look forward to it, put it in your plan, make it part of your dreams, and be surprised. It's the old John F. Kennedy, we're going to put a man on the moon type of mindset, if you will.
Yeah. When he first said that, people thought he was nuts. I mean,
yeah, he said, what, 1960, 61?
61, somewhere in there.
He says before the end of the decade.
We're going to have a man on the moon.
Yep. And what they did was put the goal out there like a great leader ought to do. And then everybody worked towards that goal. put your man on the moon thing out there. Hey, I'm going to be man on the moon by this time in 5 years or whatever. My wife and I talk a lot about a five-year vision of what we want to do and
good idea
what we want to accomplish. And it's still kind of fuzzy,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay. We're having ongoing discussions, and we drink wine while we're doing it.
Well, for those of you, and that's right there, that's the good part.
Yeah.
For those of you who have a travel bug or a yearn to travel, it doesn't cost as much as you think it may, and a good place to learn to do that is to go look up a magazine called International Living.
Hold that thought, because when we come back in our final segment, we'll give you info on that. It's Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Back in a sec here on BizTalk Radio.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MY-TV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MY-TV.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Give a couple of baby boomers a radio show and look what they've done with it. Oh. Oh my gosh. That's all right. I don't know. Do we need to constantly give the audience our age and our station in life? Do you think we need to do that?
I don't know. But I think in a way, there are a whole lot of people who are in the same place we are. Idea that we aren't 23 years old. And no. that we aren't starting this idea, I think, has some merit.
All right. Well, then let's self-identify that way. We've heard that phrase tossed around lately, haven't we?
There you go.
All right. So I'm going to self-identify as a almost 66-year-old former broadcaster that's doing a lot of freelance work right now.
And I will identify as a 68-year-old who has about a year of full-time work, who's already sold his practice and is looking forward to the future.
All right. Does that make us more relatable now?
There you go.
Okay. Good. So, obviously, we still kind of know how to do a radio show, and Chip and I have done work on the air for many years together. So we have terrific intellectual capacity. I promise we're going to talk about international living here in just a moment.
Okay, no worries.
But so what is intellectual capacity?
It's the knowledge that you have gained over your whole life.
Your intellectual capital or capacity, whatever you want to call it. It's your knowledge.
And the older you get, the more that intellectual capital should be.
Yep. Great how that works, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Well, your body may tend to wear out a little bit as you get older. Oh, baby. What is the expiration date on your intellectual capital?
Well, you'd almost have to say as long as you're alive.
That's right. What if you were to ask Warren Buffett, the famous billionaire investor, what's his expiration date on his intellectual capital?
He'd probably say never.
Right. He's still making stock picks and doing pretty well.
Pretty well, yeah. He's done okay for himself.
Yeah. So think about the compound effect of wisdom, knowledge. The compounding effect, as it is with money, is also very important in what you have to offer in the marketplace, in your retirement years. And that's what this show, Smart Living, Smart Retirement, touches on all the time.
Now,
your physical capital, meaning your physical labor, that's going to go away. That's going to grow less and less.
Yes.
Especially after working in the yard this weekend, my back was saying my physical capacity is not what it used to be.
And I'm trying to lose weight, and working out hurts a lot.
No getting around it. But you know, it's just how it is. So, in other words, as long as you're fascinated by what you're doing and you're lucid and you can keep doing what you're doing, it's when we stop using our brains, our intellectual capacity, it's when we begin to spiral. And we don't want to do that.
No, okay. We don't. And I would have to say that if you are our age at 68 and I was sitting in front of a prospective employer, what he thought of me would be very different than if he read my intellectual capacity
sure.
without knowing my age or anything else.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So in some of the ideas that we'll be putting forward in this show in coming weeks, the beautiful thing is online and with technology, there is no age discrimination. Your intellectual capacity has tremendous value.
It does, more than you think it does. And you have in you, and with your experience and background, you can do more than you think you can do.
Beautifully said. All right, so you referenced International Living, and we formed a bit of a partnership with them. Tell me about that magazine.
First of all, it's not expensive at all. I think it's like $39 a year. And it talks about everything from living in Asia to living in Europe. There's no place in the world it doesn't touch. And one of the things that it leans towards the most is to say it's less expensive to live other places and just as safe to live other places as it is right here. And there are places in the world where healthcare is less expensive and is actually considered higher for the average person than here in the United States. And International
Amazing.
Living does a great job of covering all of that.
What I like about what International Living does, they put opportunities out there for you and give you hard numbers on what it's going to cost you to live in these places and great examples of people that are doing it. Not only that, you can go and do that and have that adventure and then come back to the United States if you want to. You don't have to move out away forever.
One of the reasons I'm moving is because I want to travel and I don't have the money to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So if I move to an apartment in Coimbra, Portugal, which has a university which has been around, I think, since the 1200s, it's cheaper to live there and to travel than it would be if I tried to go back and forth to Europe regularly. I can't afford that.
Yeah, so you're going to stay until you can't stand traveling anymore, right?
When the sight of a suitcase hurts, I'm coming home.
There you go. Beautiful. So look it up online, internationalliving.com. You'll find
correct.
It, and you can get all the details. What we're going to be doing, and we had a meeting with our web wizard today, actually, didn't we?
We did.
We're formulating our website. We're shooting first on the show and putting website up later.
Yes.
So
it was put it on the air, and let's see how it goes, and it's going rather well, so we're beginning to add to it, actually.
So we're getting our website together. This will be a resource point for a lot of the things that we talk about on the show. We'll have articles on there that we'll link to, and the courses that you can acquire if you so desire, and this kind of thing. So this is what we're creating for you right now. And Ed, the web wizard, is hard at work.
He is, and hopefully it will be a resource for you to find new things in your life and new things in your retirement, basically, to fund your life and find your freedom.
Well, thanks for listening to these two babbling baby boomers on retirement. We'll be back with more babble next weekend for you here on BizTalk Radio. Chip, have a great week, will you?
Larry, you enjoy yourself.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I am Larry Ahrens, Chip Stites. We are the hosts of Smart Living, Smart Retirement, Fund Your Life, Find Your Freedom, BizTalk Radio.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.